Hey, it's Jessie Lee. Welcome back to another episode. I want to ask you something. I really want to ask you something. Do you work really hard, like really freaking hard, but you don't feel like it's enough, or you don't feel like you're doing enough? Well, this always leads to burnout, high levels of stress, depression, anxiety, and it's so bad for our mind and our nervous system. But unfortunately, it's kind of like it's what society has taught us. So I talk about the two main things that are going to help you completely shift your mindset and change the way that you operate. And this is something that these are the two things that I've incorporated because I was an overachiever. Every single day I felt like I had to be doing more. And I just felt so burnt out and I felt mentally drained and physically. And I feel like so many people can resonate and relate to this. So this is what this episode is about. I want to announce something, guys. Oh my God. I finally now released my free training video on how you can make your first 10K month. So if you haven't already, I'll leave it in the link below, but get your hands on how I made my first 10K a month and how you can too, and how you can quit your job. So in this training video, I go through obviously how you can make your first 10K a month, how you can rewire your mindset around money, which is key, how to create a life of time, money, and location freedom, and the number one secret to creating wealth. It's an hour-long training video. It is full of so many insightful things that I've been able to take away from my own experience and how I did it. And I think it's just like a no-brainer because it's completely free and it's going to completely change your life. So I'll leave it in the link below. Don't forget to grab your hands on that and enjoy this episode. Bye. Hello, my name is Jessie Lee and welcome to my podcast where I talk all things mindset, manifestation and spirituality. And I'm here to help you grow confident AF and manifest the life of your dreams. So without further ado, let's get into this episode and I hope you enjoy and learn a little something something. Have you ever felt like you would do something and you would do it to the best of your ability and you actually did it so friggin' well, yet you weren't satisfied or you felt like you're not doing enough? Now, the one thing that I had been struggling with that I've been very consciously working through is being not necessarily satisfied. I don't know how I feel about that word, but like being able to realize and acknowledge that what I do is enough. And there is a reason why. There's two factors that I'm going to talk about, which really play a key role in helping me feel like what I am doing is enough. Because what happens, and I think a lot of people can resonate with this, is like when we do something, we are never fully satisfied or we're never fully fulfilled. It's not enough. We constantly have to be chasing. And the more that it doesn't matter what you do. You could be a billionaire and you will not be satisfied. Like you won't be happy. It's not enough. You constantly feel like you have to prove or you have to be doing more because you're not doing enough. This is what I had been experiencing. And I remember thinking, like looking at the hours that I worked or the effort that I put in, and I would think I'm not doing enough hours or I'm not putting enough effort in, therefore I'm not doing enough. I'm not receiving the results because I'm not doing enough, which again, it's just a mental thing, right? Whatever you put out is what you receive back. So for me in that type of situation,
I was putting out, I'm not doing enough. I need to do more so that I can receive more. I can feel like I'm good enough. I could feel like I'm doing enough. Therefore, I can get the results that I want, which is absolutely not the case, but that was what I was sending out. So it's really important to acknowledge and realize that you don't actually have to do a lot. Like, honestly, you don't. You don't. And I'd proven this. And like, I scratch my head and I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine like working a 9 to 5 again ever, because that shit was tiring. And like, I'm making more money now than I was back working 38 hours a week. Like, I can't imagine just doing that again. But anyway, so the two cool things. So the first thing is acknowledging that, like, the more that you have this type of mindset of feeling like you're not doing enough and that you constantly have to be working harder to achieve something because it's your ego thinking you need to, then you're never going to feel fulfilled, right? You're going to constantly be chasing the next thing. And honestly, it's so draining and it feels so deflating because it doesn't matter what you do. It does not matter what you do. You could be the winner of American Idol, I don't know, whatever, and like you won't be happy. It's not enough. Like your mind, you will still feel like you need to do more. So it doesn't matter what any effort that you put in and whatever success that you get, the results, it's never ever going to be enough. So the first thing is being able to recognize and to celebrate the wins that you do throughout your day, every single day. For example, let's just say you do one little thing in what in your day that you usually would think it's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. But I want you to celebrate it because those moments of celebrating those little things that you do, it's recognizing that you've done them and that is enough. That in itself, that little thing that you're doing, whether it's writing an email, whether it's just searching something up, whether it's doing maybe one thing out of the four things that you were meant to do in that day, still recognizing that that is okay, that is enough. Because our ego would loves to just step in and go, well, you've just fucking wasted your day. What are you doing? Like, no, you are shit. You aren't doing enough. Therefore, you're going to fail or the results aren't going to show, whatever. But no, that's not the case at all. We have to celebrate our wins and we have to be grateful and shed the light on the little things that we do. Otherwise, not everything we do is never going to be enough. And I'm speaking from experience, and it's so draining. It's so draining. So trust me when I say, start celebrating little wins. Start congratulating yourself. Thank yourself for doing it, and give yourself a fucking pat on the back because it's those little moments that create a bigger moment, that create bigger movements that make up for the end result or for the long-term goal that you've got. It's not the long-term goal, it's the little things that you do in between that make up for the long-term goals. So that was the first one, and the second one is to be present. I'm telling you right now, be as present throughout your day. Even if you do these little things like that make up for the big thing in the end and you're not present, you're skipping out the whole, like you're pretty much like you're just not there. You're not there, which means you can't be appreciative, which is what I said before. You don't recognize the little things that you do. So for you to be present in everything that you're doing. So some days you're gonna have rest days. This is where it's really effective, right? Rest is productive, right? You can't be working all the time. I used to feel so guilty for having a rest day. I'm like, why am I resting? Like, if I rest, then I don't get the results that I want. No, cut that bullshit out. Let's cut it out right now. Because obviously, this goes back to the 9 to 5 programming. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid. That's how I kind of was programmed. So, rest is productive. The more that you rest, the more money that you make, because that's just how it fucking works in my world, and that's how it should work in your world. So when you're present and you're thanking your body and you're being and you're recognizing that the rest is productive and the rest is needed and it's essential to your result, to your goals, to whatever you're achieving, then you're more inclined to one, get the result because you're in alignment, you're in the good energy, and two, it's you're retraining your mind to know that it's okay to actually feel like rest is more. Doing less is more. That's like my motto in life. Doing less is more. So when you're present, you're grounded, you're in that moment, you're in the moment, you're appreciating everything you have right now. Like, have you ever just like, I feel like we all do this when we're out enjoying, having a great day with family or whatever, but we're not really present. And then, one bad thing happens, and then we just are so fa like fast. What am I trying to say? Not fascinated, infatuated was what I said. We're so focused on the negative thing that happened that we completely disregard the whole day, which was fucking positive and happy. And that's literally our ego. Our ego's that powerful that one bad thing can happen in the day and it will ruin the day. When you can stay present and you can stay grounded, whenever that neg if you that because negative things are going to happen, right? Or I like to say, situations happen in our life where we deem them to be negative. When you're present, you can recognize that and go, oh, well, actually, like I understand that this frustrating thing has happened, but how beautiful of a day was this? And even in the moments where you're having the most amazing day and you're just grounded and you're appreciative, oh my God, you are so open and aware to all of your surroundings. That way you can really soak it in and appreciate what's going on around you more. And this also goes for like when you're going to achieve your goals or you're working towards something. When you're present, you're grounded, and you're like, oh my God, I've just written like a sentence. Like it's a sentence, but it's a motherfucking a sentence. Like before this, I hadn't written a sentence. Like I'm so happy and appreciative that I got to write a sentence. How good is that? Like those little moments you're appreciating, you're encouraging yourself, you're creating momentum, and it's a positive, it's a very, powerful type of energy that you're putting behind. And I feel like these two things, like we don't do it enough. And this ends up feeding our ego, thinking that we need to constantly be doing more. And I'm telling you right now, you don't have to do more. You don't have to do more. Stop overworking yourself and feeding your ego's delusional way of thinking and thinking that you have to do shit all the time. And it's like, it's so annoying for me because I, as my human design type, is a projector. And if you don't know what human design is, I'm going to do an episode on this, I promise you. But if you don't know human design type, it's all about your energy and how your energy works. Now, my energy, I'm a projector, so I don't create new energy. I don't have a lot of energy to give out. I'm tired all the time, hence why I nap all the time. It makes so much sense, right? But like, I don't have that type of energy to just keep recreating. So I can't work all the time like a generator can. Like they have the energy, that type of energy where they're just like go, go, go all the time and they regenerate it. So they're sweet. But my energy type, I can't do that. So I'm fucking tired all the time. And from being so brainwashed and taught that we have to be working really hard, which di dictates our results, it's like really, it's something that I've had to kind of overcome because every time I do rest, it's like my body I need to rest, but I feel guilty for doing it. And that's just not the case at all. You shouldn't have to feel guilty because, again, rest is productive. When you can like recharge your energy, recharge your batteries, you're able to produce so much better quality content or, a better quality, a better version of yourself, when you are rested. And that's when you can tap into more of that, creativity or the passion that you have that you want to share with the world, whatever it is. So just remember that, it's something that I'm still dealing with. Like the other day, I was like, I had no energy. Like even yesterday, I had no energy to do anything. And because I have lists of what I do, and I highly, highly recommend if you're someone that's like an entrepreneur, or even if you're just like working towards something, write down the steps that are going to help you get there. So like, what do I need to do in a day or today to get me to where I need to be? But it's like, what's happened with me is like I have a list, and like I just don't, I'm always like moving it to like the next day. But the thing is, like, I'll smash out one or two things, and like that's perfect, right? You've done at least done one or two things. And when I have days like yesterday where I was like, I literally just did one thing, and I felt so guilty. And it took me a little while to get out of that funk, because it's a Sunday. Like, why would I even, work? I don't want to work on the weekends. But I kind of had in my mind said, I'm like, I need to do this thing. And when it's from an energy of like, I need to do this because I'm going to get the results or whatever, then it's the wrong type of energy. And I've explained this in another podcast episode, which should be available to, you can find that. But when you're beating yourself up for having rest, it's like, it's you can either beat yourself up and not get the right result based on your energy, or you could, look at rest as being re productive and work through your ego, work through that, your subconscious mind, the limiting beliefs that think that you can't rest, because rest is actually really important, and it is part of the process. It's part of the journey. But I just want to say that if you're resting like all the time, like you're not doing any work, then obviously that's not going to be done. But for me, because now I don't work the 9 to 5, I have time to work on what I work on. It's like, it's fine to have rest days. And yesterday I had a rest day, and I was like, I had in my planner that I had to do a couple of things, and I did one thing, and like for me, my ego immediately was like, that's not enough. And I actually had a conversation with someone the other day, and he was like, you do so much. And I was like, are you kidding me? I don't do anything. I don't do any. He's like, you do a lot. I said, I actually don't do anything. And as soon as I said that, I was like, are you crazy, Jesse? Of course you do things. Like, what do you mean? Like, just because I don't, work as hard, like I drained myself in the 9 to 5, I'm still doing shit. I'm always working. I'm always like, building a program, or writing down sales ads, or making content, whether it's for OF or whether it's for my mindset business, I'm still doing stuff. And so when I said that, I was like, oh, okay, I still got a lot of work to do, because if I can't, if I'm being delusional and thinking I'm doing nothing, then I've got a long way to go. So be aware of like what comes up, what, yeah, your ego is telling you, because it's bullshit. It's a load of shit. But I'm really grateful now that I'm aware that I can pick up on that stuff. So I hope this really helped. The two things that are really gonna help you, I guess, help you really understand that we honestly, like, you don't need to be so hard on yourself and thinking that you need to be doing things all the time. It's the wrong type of energy, and you're never gonna be satisfied ever. It's going to be, you could honestly be on your deathbed. Like, you could be a 90-year-old man or female woman, and you could be on your deathbed, and you could be like, damn it, I still fucking haven't done that thing that I was meant to do. Like, you'll be dying, and you'll still be thinking of the shit that like that you haven't done, or like you'd be like, oh, I still haven't done enough. I wish I did more. And it's not a good thing. Trust me, it's not a good thing. So let me know how you go with these two things. I'd love to hear from your feedback. And I should have said this at the start of the episode, actually, but I have a training video, how to manifest. Not how to manifest. I literally just woke up and I was like, I need to talk. Anyway, it is how to make your first 10K a month and quit your job. So I've got the free training video on that. It's finally up. It's finally ready to go. So if you want to learn how you can make your first 10K a month, then DM me ready. DM me ready, or I'll actually leave it on the show notes as well. But yeah, either or. And this is a really good training video. It's an hour long. It's full of really good little nuggets that helped me make my first 10K month, which was a big achievement for me personally. And I feel like for people out there that are maybe working the 9 to 5 and that are work like making, I don't know, maybe 3, 4K a month or even less, then this is definitely going to be for you, because I was in the exact same boat and I never thought I'd be able to get out of my 9 to 5. Like, that was something that I really desired. I really, really, really wanted to get out of that job, and I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to work for myself. I just really didn't know how or didn't know what. And then when I did the work, like I say, with everything, 80% mindset, 20% strategy or action, then when I implemented that, that is when it actually came into fruition. That's when I saw the results. So that's what the free training video is about. If you want to get access to that, it'll be in the show notes or DM me ready. I love you guys. Thank you for being here till the end, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.